Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. And thank you so much for telling everybody about my birthday, a very important day, obviously for many people, but most of all for myself. So good. Just kidding. You guys will get to know me a bit. It's been such a pleasure to connect with Wes and Janet over the last little while. And, you know, I just feel like there is something happening in the realm of the spirit. There's always something happening in the realm of the spirit, but there is something happening in the realm of the spirit with regards to the connection between New Zealand and Australia. It's something fresh. It's something new. And it's something that I really feel to talk about today. It's funny. I actually spoke last week on 1 Kings chapter 17, specifically the story that Wes just used for the offering. And there's something so profound on that in this time that God is giving us an ability to feed in a way that maybe for some people, they've never actually had an opportunity, or let's just say this, they've never experienced God in this way where he is so close and the manna is really flowing from his mouth. So, so good. But I won't preach on that now. Now that you've done it, you've kind of ruined it for me, Wes. And so, I'm just kidding. All good. Now, okay. So this is what I feel like the Lord is speaking. When, I connected with Wes and Janet a couple of weeks ago, and then they were talking to me about doing a Sunday morning. As soon as I started to lean into what the Lord wanted to say to, I believe, to obviously people watching this, but what he wanted to say to the people of Living Waters was, I felt like him say, I'm teaching them to take territory in family. I'm teaching them to take territory in family. Now, in 2018, I released the word about taking territory in family, and I felt the Lord give me a different dimension on this particular word of what it looks like to actually partner, to actually overcome, but actually to occupy new territories, to what it looks like to partner to occupy territories. And so that's what I really want to move into today. I'm just going to pray very quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for hearts to be open today. Father, we thank you for ears to hear the word of the Lord, for ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Father, I thank you that let there be no slumber, let there be no apathy even from people listening to this right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that their ears would be tuned to what you're speaking. We thank you, God, for that revelatory realm to be opened as I'm preaching, so people will hear stuff that I'm maybe not even saying as they connect with the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, that was a good amen. So good. So interesting doing things online. I just messaged my team earlier and said, you know what? It was an early start this morning. Obviously, we do kind of a tech check. I'll call it a technical check before we come on. So it's an early start, but it is much easier than getting on an early bird flight. So I guess that's one benefit, but I really believe there is going to be something that opens up soon. Now I want to talk about something that was in the newspaper recently. And they've called it the Tasman bubble. Now, I don't know if you guys have been reading about the Tasman bubble. I've read a couple of things on it. But basically what they're saying is that with the shutdown of the corona stuff, with the shutdown of international travel, what it looks like is that Australia and New Zealand will be opened up for international travel. This is just what the newspapers have said. So they said because it allows the creation of a Tasman bubble. And this is what I really felt the Lord start to quicken this to me with regards to taking territory in family. And I really believe that one of the things that the Lord wants to speak to us at the moment is what it looks like, what a new spiritual connection is going to look like between the two nations. Now, I'm from the UK. I've been in Australia for 17 years, and I don't know too much about the history of the relational connection, economic, political connections between Australia and New Zealand. I'm not very well versed in the history of the two nations. But what I see in the spirit is that over the years there was a strengthening, some stuff happened, but then I felt like there had been potentially, this is what I saw, I felt like there it hadn't been as strong. And then I felt the Lord speak to me and say it's going to be a new day for Australia and New Zealand relations with regards to the spiritual connection and what that looks like. You know, the realm of the spirit is very, very important. And yes, we do. We have trade agreements in the natural and we have all these things that happen in the natural. But we also have those things in the realm of the spirit too. And it says in the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 3, It says, how can two walk together unless they are agreed? How can two walk together unless they are agreed? And what I believe is I believe that there is a new day coming for the connection in the spirit between Australia and New Zealand, this Anzac spirit, but actually for the people of God and the ecclesia of God, where there is going to be it's a new day, and that new day comes with a new level of agreement, a new trade agreement, as it were, in the realm of the spirit. I'm talking about a good trade agreement now. And so this is what I saw, and I had a vision, and in the vision, I saw a hand come up out of New Zealand and a hand come up out of Australia. And I saw the hands then connect like this in that very strong grip. And I don't know in New Zealand, I think you guys maybe do that. But there is something about the grip now. It was like a handshake of agreement, but it wasn't just a normal handshake. It was a bonding and a binding together. And I really started to see something from the book of Acts and from the book of Judges that I believe God is speaking to us about and what things are going to look like, because I believe, and I know many people have said this, and Wes, you even just said this just now, but we are in a time of visitation, but we are in a time of coming into a time of incredible, the spirit of revival, the spirit of outpouring, and really, you know, kind of that end time move. And because we're in the I won't actually say that. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself. So let's just look very quickly at the book of Acts, chapter 4, and let's go to verse 32. You guys can go with me if you want, or you can just listen. But I'm reading from the New American Standard, so it's Acts chapter 4, verse 32, and it says this: "And the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and one soul, and not one of them claimed anything belonging to him was his own." So it says that they were of one heart and one soul. And this is really, really important. So what we've got here is we've got this thing that in the book of Acts, we're looking at the early church, and we're looking specifically, it goes on to talk about miracles, signs and wonders. We know in Acts chapter 2, we've got Pentecost and the outpouring of the Spirit, and all this stuff starts to happen. But it's really interesting that here in Acts chapter 4, we're talking about as the church expands, it talks specifically about them being of one heart and one soul, one heart and one soul. And what we've got then is you've got a level of agreement that has happened between believers here. And that agreement has actually, I believe, ushered in a realm of the miraculous and a realm of God being able to really penetrate that area with the going out of his word, because the believers were of one accord, one heart and one mind. Now this is really interesting. Why is it interesting? I'm glad you asked. I believe that one of the keys to seeing God move powerfully is agreement. You know, it says that where there is unity, God commands a blessing. But I believe that what's happening is that the narrative, or let's just say this, the blueprint for Australia and the blueprint for New Zealand in the spirit, the blueprint for the ecclesia to follow is very, very similar. I believe that there is a like vision that God is releasing or already has released that is actually illuminating the way for both of our nations to move forward into the things of revival. Now, if there is a like vision, I believe that one of the things that God is asking us to do is to join hands or join hearts in, as we move, gosh, I just feel the presence of the Lord, sorry for pausing there, wow. As we join hearts and we join, it actually talks about being of one spirit. And I just feel like one of the things that God wants to do is he wants to introduce us to thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you right now for everybody watching this. And I thank you, God. I prophesy right now that it is a new day for people watching this in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for what it is that you're speaking today. And I thank you, God, that every heart would hear the word of the Lord as it comes out in the name of Jesus. Wow. I'm just pausing because I just feel the presence of the Lord. So what I was saying is that I believe that God wants to introduce us to something where there is a new level of bonding in the realm of the spirit. And I believe that one of the ways that we're going to do that, or one of the ways that God is going to introduce us to that, is that we're actually going to link, we're actually going to connect our heart level, and it's going to be around the area of vision and mandate and mission. Vision, mandate, and mission. I believe that is what the Lord is speaking to us at the moment. You know, I've got many friends kind of all over the world, but the people that I'm closest to are the people that share the mission, that share, that have a like vision and a like mission. And I really feel like the Lord is saying that the vision and the mission for Australia and New Zealand is of the same kind. It's of the same ilk. You know, birds of a feather flock together. And there's something about what God wants to do to introduce us into that paradigm, because I believe that God is saying in this time that you, New Zealand, cannot come into the fullness of your inheritance without connecting with Australia or the Australian ecclesia. And I believe in the same way, in the same breath, we cannot come into the fullness of what we're called to do unless we actually come into that same place of agreement and move into a place where we help you guys take the territory that you're called to take. I believe that we don't come into the fullness of our inheritance without you, and I don't believe that New Zealand comes into the fullness of its inheritance without Australia, and this is really important. Now, as I said, I know nothing really about the Anzacs, but what I do know is that there is a reason that... Oh, I'm just feeling the presence again. I keep on pausing. You know, sometimes just when God moves, and I know you guys know this, sometimes you just have to pause. You just have to, when God is moving, this is a word for someone right now. I really felt the Lord say, you know, don't miss your day of visitation. This is a time right now, just like Wes was talking about Elijah being fed by the ravens. This is a time right now where God is inviting us to engage with him at a whole nother level. You know, this isn't business as usual. That's not where we are right now. And it's not going to be, I believe, even when restrictions get lifted. But I believe that it's an invitation at this time to really connect with the heart of the Lord, really connect with the heart of God. Really, you know, it says, who is this coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? And I believe that that is what we're about to experience over the next few months or however long. But as we come out of this wilderness or this time of isolation, that we will be leaning on our beloved. You know, Jesus came out in the power of the Spirit of God. He came out in the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit as he was released from the wilderness. And I believe that that is one of the things that God wants to speak to us about is while he is near. It says, seek him while he is near. And I feel like that's what he's saying. He's saying, seek me while I'm near. Seek the word from my mouth. It's a rhema word from his mouth. It says in the word, actually, you know, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I believe that that's what God wants to do. He wants to illuminate our feet and he wants to illuminate the path ahead in this time as we engage with him at a heart level. And we take advantage of, as it were, of this time where he is just so, so near. And so I just really want to encourage someone with that. That was just, I don't even know where that came from. Okay. Awesome. Well, I do. Now. Okay, so what we're talking about is we're talking about this level of agreement in the realm of the spirit. We're talking about what it looks like, this place of spiritual connection, one heart, one mind, one soul, married together with like vision, married together with, on a like mission. And that mission, I believe, connected to the billion soul harvest, connected to really the ushering in of the presence of the Lord like never before. And I believe that's one of the things that we can start to look forward to. And so as a result of that, this isn't that we need to suddenly, you know, okay, we need to all become best friends and we're going to be best friends forever. But I believe that one of the ways we're going to start to action this is we're actually going to have an interest in each other's nation. We're going to have an interest in each other's nation. And I believe that what we'll start to see is we'll start to see a mirroring. There'll be a mirroring. And I believe that what will happen is that you'll see it happen in New Zealand, then it will happen in Australia. Or you'll see it happen in Australia, and then you'll see it in New Zealand. And I believe that this will be a sign. And I believe that the signs, it will literally be marked with signs and wonders too, that literally stuff will start to happen, and you'll start to hear a phenomena happening both in New Zealand and Australia. And it's going to be a sign of this linking in the realm of the spirit. I'm not saying it hasn't been linked before. Spirit of the Anzacs, I know, I get that. But I do believe that it's a new day and that that linking is going to look different in this time. It's going to look different in this next season. And so this is, so in the book of Judges chapter one, I hope you guys can see where I'm going. This is very, very profound and very, very important. And it says this in the book of Judges chapter one. It says that now it came about, this is chapter one, Judges chapter one from verse one. I'm going to read four verses. It says, now it came about after the death of Joshua that the sons of Israel inquired of the Lord saying, who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? The Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have given the land into his hand. Then Judah came to Simeon, his brother, and said, come up with me into the territory allotted me that we may fight against the Canaanites. And I in turn will go with you into the territory allotted you. So Simeon went with him. Now I feel like that is literally the word of the Lord in season. That there is, that what God is saying through this passage of scripture is that we've got Judah, we've got Simeon, and literally that they are going to go and take territory. But what they say here is that come up and fight for the territory allotted to me, and I will come up and fight for the territory allotted to you. And you can read the story. It's an amazing story. But what you've got then is that we've got this level of understanding here that we fight better when we fight together. We fight better when we fight together. You know, it says that, two can set 10,000 to flight. And so what we've got here is we've got a level of understanding, and this isn't a kumbaya thing. I'm not into the kumbaya. Like I'm not into, okay, let's all hold hands and let's all sing together and let's really be good Christians together. I'm not into that at all. I believe that we are being postured for war like never before. I believe that we're being postured for war like never before. And I believe that it's happening in the realm of the spirit. Now, I believe that one of the ways that we are going to overcome in this next time is that we are going to literally be married in vision. And I believe that one of the things we're going to start to see is we're going to start to see this standard being raised up all over the world. But I feel specifically now for Australia and New Zealand, we're going to hear the standard. We're going to feel the standard being raised up. And as the standard is raised up, we will feel a resonant frequency that doesn't just feel familiar, but the resonant frequency that feels like it's the same. It feels like it's the same. It's nearly going to be like we're of the same batch, as it were. And I think Todd Weatherly had a word about twins. So there's this thing that I believe that what's going to start to happen is you're going to hear a sound. It's going to be like a sound. It's a standard that's being raised up, and you're going to hear it coming out of Australia, and we're going to hear it coming out of New Zealand. And that is the sound. That is the standard of the army moving forward. It's the territory taking standard. It's the territory taking frequency. And when two come into an agreement, they form an arc. And as they form that arc, there is literally an empowerment and a blessing that comes from heaven as two or more agree, let it be done. And so as we start to agree, I believe that what will start to happen is that there will be outpouring like we haven't ever seen before. And I don't think it takes a million people. I believe that it takes a remnant, but it takes a remnant agreeing and understanding that we can't do this alone. We have to do this together in this next time. It's not that one is better than the other. We submit to one another in love in this context, but as the standard is raised, as we hear the frequency, as we hear the sound, we agree with the sound. And as we agree, how can two walk together unless they are agreed? As we agree, that bond is established. And then as the bond is established, the agreement literally makes way for the manifest presence, but actually the blessing of the Lord. And that blessing literally comes and doesn't just bless, but the blessing comes. And the blessing comes. And through the blessing and through the connection, we really do start to see a very, very, very powerful move of God. Now, I was with a person that I believe that you guys know many years ago. I think it was, I've been here for probably 7 years ago. I was with David Hogan, and he really I really, really spoke to me so much. You know, I really loved his ministry for many, many years before I met him. I loved his posture, and most particularly the way that he just says, you know, I am decided. Between me and you is I'm decided. And I love that. And I think that's such a beautiful way to be. But I remember him telling a story about when he got all of the pastors together in Mexico, or they all came together in the region in Mexico that he was working. And many of you guys will have heard this story, but they actually got a letter, and they signed a letter that they would not stop until every person in that region was saved. I don't know if you guys have heard this story, but this is an amazing story. So basically, all the pastors came together and they all signed, and they said that they will not stop. Basically, that they will dedicate their lives to seeing everybody saved in that region. And they came into this place of agreement where all the pastors came together and everyone signed this letter of agreement. Now, David Hogan said this. He said, when the last name was signed on this place of agreement where the pastors came together and agreed that they would work together and they would never stop until everyone was saved in that region, he said that when the last signature was put on that piece of paper, there was a dome of glory that came over that region. Wow, there we go. There was a dome of glory that came over that region. And with the dome of glory that came over the region, he said that people would come into the region in cars. And as they would come into the region in cars, they would fall out. They would literally fall out under the power as they came into the region, because they would literally drive through this dome of glory. They would a dome of glory that actually there was a covering of the whole region of the presence of the Lord. And literally, like the Welsh revival, that when people came into Wales, they crossed the border and it was just crazy. It was the same in that region of Mexico, that they would come into the region and they would come out and they would fall out under the power, because the presence of the Lord had literally marked out a territory that was being taken. And it started by the pastors coming into a place, a level of agreement. They are saying that we will do this together. We're in this heart and soul, one heart, one mind. We're in this heart and soul, and we are not going to stop until everybody is saved. A level of agreement according to the mission and mandate that God was speaking over that region. And when that agreement came, the presence of the Lord intensified. More so, obviously, they came into an incredible time of outpouring. And I don't know any more of the story, but that's what David tells. And so this is really interesting. So why am I saying that today? Remember, I talked to you at the beginning about the Tasman bubble. Remember, I talked about the Tasman bubble. The Lord really spoke to me from that phrase this week. And I believe that one of the things that the Lord is asking us to do is, let's say this, one of the things that the Lord is speaking to us through the prophets prophetically, he doesn't do anything before he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets, 1 Amos 3:7. But what you've got then is you've got this concept of connection and agreement, and that forms the ark. But let's just say this, that in Mexico, it did something that changed the atmosphere and did something that ushered in a powerful move of God. And this is what I believe God is saying about these days now. I believe that what God is saying is that when we come into this place of agreement, and there's an establishing again of a spiritual tie and bond between our two nations through the ecclesia, the ecclesia that lives in New Zealand, the ecclesia that lives in Australia, as that bond and agreement is reestablished or is established in a new way. I don't know what's happened, but let's just say this is as it's strengthened, as it's tightened, I believe that it's going to create something that I'm calling the Tasman bubble. And this is what I believe, that when the Tasman bubble is established, that both Australia and New Zealand will go into a time of revival and outpouring like nothing we've ever seen before, like nothing we've ever seen before. I believe that people will come in from overseas, probably in many months, but they'll come in from overseas. I believe this will be a sign of the end time outpouring, that they'll come in from overseas. And when they land on Australian soil or land on New Zealand soil, they will experience the presence of God, that they will experience, the people will literally start to get saved as soon as they arrive in these nations. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen anything to do with Australia, the tourist industry or whatever, but I'm from the UK and originally, and I remember being in the UK and seeing adverts on the television about Australia, because they've been always trying to, you know, get people to come to Australia, you know, or come for a holiday or whatever. And I just remember this slogan, Australia, a place of a different light. Australia, a place of a different light. And I just remember, I used to watch those when I was younger, you know, late teens. Australia, a place of a different light, you know. Oh, and everyone wanted to go there because we watched, you know, Home and Away or Neighbours. We just wanted to go, and because Australia was obviously exactly like that. But I just remember even a couple of years ago, the Lord quickening that back to me again. And he said to me, Daryl, do you know that Australia is a place of a different light? It's different. It's nearly like it's of a different spirit. And I felt like it's the same for New Zealand. You know, it's the Australian, New Zealand is a place of a different light. And I believe that as God brings even more connections over the next few years between the two nations in the realm of the spirit, that we're actually forming this beautiful bridge. And as we form this beautiful bridge in the realm of the spirit, we are going to see outpouring like never before. But it begins, first of all, with our heart understanding and agreeing that we can't, just like in Judges 1, that we cannot reach the fullness of our allotted territory or our allotted inheritance. Here it says, I'll go up and I'll go into the territory allotted to you. And then you come up into the territory allotted to me. And I believe that we have to understand that spiritually, our inheritances are inseparable. Our inheritance together is inseparable for Australia and New Zealand, because I believe, and many people have said this, that we will see the start, and we're already there, the start of the end time outpouring, the last end time, whatever, the end time harvest. Look, there are just so many different phrases and so many prophetic words connected, but I believe that what God is saying is that it is time for us to agree and to see one another and to see what God wants to do through the relational connection in the realm of the spirit, because as we see it, we can agree with it. As we agree with the mission, as we agree with the mandate, as we start to agree, our hearts get knit together. And as our hearts get knit together, there is something that's formed in the realm of the spirit. And I believe that where the unity comes, then God will command a blessing and we will see an outpouring like nothing we have ever experienced. Literally the end time outpouring, the end time harvest. And so let's just pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you're saying in this time. Father, we thank you for the Tasman bubble, as it were, something that covers both of our nations, that literally when people come into our nations, God, that they will feel the presence of God. We thank you, God, that people would fall out under the power, literally as they arrive in these nations, God, that they would know that something different is happening in Australia and New Zealand, something different is happening down in this region. And so, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for levels of agreement, and we thank you, God, for the blueprints from heaven in how we can partner together as the ecclesia of Australia and ecclesia of New Zealand, how we can partner together to usher in the greatest move that we've ever seen. And so, Father, we bless that. Father, I speak a blessing over every person watching this, God. I speak a blessing over the nation of New Zealand, and I thank you, God, for everything that Living Waters is doing. Father, I thank you for that church. I thank you, God, for everything that they're doing, literally standing, and they have set up a standard, that they have risen up a standard in Christchurch. And we thank you, God, that there will be a right alignment happen over the next few years of those people that are being called to help take the territory with Living Waters, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Bless you guys. I hope that you guys are doing well. I'm sure you are. And don't forget that this is a time of visitation. And so seek the Lord while he is near. And I believe that he will feed you and sustain you and prepare you for the exciting times ahead of us. Bless you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Daryl. That was very powerful. Thank you so much. You want to just make some comments right now?
Oh, I'm just feeling the anointing all over that, Daryl. There's something very powerful that God is doing with the ANZAC thing. I don't know if you know about our son and daughter-in-law, Aaron Aussie, and there's just, it's a funny thing, because as a mother, I've felt like you tend to want to gather your chicks, but, you know, at a time when there's times of disaster, and you know, my natural inclination would be to have my son and my grandkids and my daughter-in-law here, but I felt No, I haven't felt that this time. I keep feeling like, well, this is an Anzac thing. I'm feeling it in the spirit. There's something powerful that God is wanting to do with our nations together. And it actually feels really right that one of our family members is standing on Aussie soil, that our grandkids are on Aussie soil. And, it just feels the anointing all over it. Yeah. There's something powerful that God is doing and he's unveiling it to us. And so I couldn't write fast enough. I'm just so excited about what you're sharing. I'm going, yes, yes, amen, over this side.
Yes. And remember, was it 3 years ago or more, we started to talk about this issue of the sense of something powerful ahead of us, in relation to New Zealand and Australia and a resurgence of that whole Anzac dimension. It's obviously a dimension in the spirit. Various words, various, just this inner sense. And then when yourself, Daryl, and maybe others start to speak of it, there's just that inner resonance because your spirit is witnessing with it. Because your spirit always knows more than your mind in that sense. And because it's in tune with what God is doing in the deep places. But so we're totally in agreement, Daryl. And, I just love some of the things you brought out.
Yeah.
We've been picking up obviously in the news as well about this potential for a Tasman bubble. New Zealand, Australia being in the bubble together. I think it's just so right.
Yeah.
Just the sense of, joint, inheritance, you guys coming into your fullness, you know, in connection with us New Zealand, Australia and vice versa, yeah. That it's not a hyper independent thing. It's not a nationalistic thing. We're actually need each other. We celebrate each other. We've always had a cousin relationship anyway. It's been a lot of fun. I'm very encouraged. Very encouraged about the future. The issue of the same or the very similar ilk to our mission and our mandate.
Can I share a vision?
Carry on, Daryl.
Can I share just a very, very, very quick vision? And this is where this message came from. I had a vision. I was actually praying with a friend and I had a vision of, actually it was kind of Todd Weatherly, but I had a vision of a gold chain and the gold chain would stretch across the Tasman Sea from Australia to New Zealand. But the gold chain had a missing link, so it wasn't connected. Like so it was stretched right across. It had one missing link. There was one missing link. And where the link should have been, I saw the letters Amos 3:3, and it says, how can two walk together unless they are agreed? And so I felt the Lord say that the missing link is a new level of heart agreement or a heart agreement. And I don't know if that was seven previously. I'm talking in the spirit now, but the Lord said, I'm reestablishing that heart agreement. And then there's something in the spirit that's then complete and we can then move forward into the things of greater glory. And obviously a gold chain, gold represents glory. So
excellent. Can we just pray into that, the connecting of that missing link right now?
We're
stretching our hands across to you, Daryl, and up and down the country as other people tune in over this next few days into this live stream. So Father, right now, we just thank you for that vision. Thank you for the word of a prophet today. We've received this word, the word of a prophet. And right now, Lord, we just see that chain. We see that missing link. And Father, in Jesus' name right now, we thank you for whatever it takes to shape that link, to create that link and to put that link in place and for it to be strong and effective. In Jesus' name right now, we just pray that there would be an acceleration of the building of that link.
Yes, Lord.
We yield our hearts in agreement. With your word, we yield our hearts as leaders in agreement with your word, Lord, and our contribution unto that. But Lord, we pray that everything that needs to happen, you will accelerate the bringing of that together for that link to be formed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. That it would be strong, it would be powerful, and it would do exactly what you've ordained it in the spirit to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
That's hallelujah. Good.
And we too commit from this side with exactly what Wes has just said and choose to yield to the process, whatever that looks like, submit to whatever you're saying, Lord. We choose from this side, God, to say yes and amen to whatever that looks like, God, whatever it takes in order to see that established and and see your will be done in Jesus' name.
Father. Thank God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Is there anything you want to add?
Not really. I'm just thrilled.
You're thrilled.
This is so good.
Yeah, I thought I was going to lose her off the chair for a while there, while you were speaking, when the presence of God just started to invade. And I've lost her a few times off chairs. But just so appreciate your time, Daryl. And appreciate seeing you.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure being with you guys. For us.
What did you say? Sorry?
I said such a pleasure being with you guys this morning. Oh. Thank you so much.
Likewise. And big hugs from us.
Yeah.
Give our love to your beautiful wife. And very much looking forward to being at your place sometime in the not too distant future.
You're welcome anytime that it's legal.
Give our greetings to Todd and Rachel and to Field of Dreams Church from Living Waters Christian Center here in New Zealand. Give our greetings and bless you.
Love you guys.
Love you, Daryl.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, that was wonderful. You heard from a prophet there today. Mm. And Living Waters Christian Center, we, you know, please be taking that to heart. And anybody else who's listening that just feel that resonance, we just encourage you to come into agreement with that. So maybe you've been tuning in today, or whenever it is in the future, you tune in, and maybe you don't know the Lord. Maybe you once walked with him years ago, but your heart maybe got pulled away into something else. And maybe now you're just feeling a sense of reconnection, a sense of rising desire to be reconnected to your Heavenly Father, to your Creator. The way that has been provided for you to be thoroughly and totally connected to him as a daughter, as a son, is through the bridge he provided, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a sacrifice that was made to deal with the judgment that our sin deserved. And that sacrifice was called the Lamb of God. That sacrifice was called Jesus, the Son of God. God's mercy is so toward us, but his judgment also needed to be meted out, because sin, the results of sin, is death. But God doesn't want you dead. He doesn't want you separated. He doesn't want you in this world without hope, without knowing him and being known by him. So he provided a bridge for you. And that bridge is Jesus Christ and faith in what he did for you. So I'm going to invite you today to pray with me. If you're in a place right now where you want to open your heart and say, yes, Lord, whatever this means, I don't understand it all. That doesn't matter. I'm just going to ask you to come into my life, forgive me of my sin, and actually make me a new creation and make me your son or your daughter. If you're willing to do that with me today, pray with me. I'm going to pray. You can pray after me. Mean it in your heart, and something wonderful and powerful is going to happen, and you're going to come into the family of God. If you do want to do this and you do respond in your heart, there's a way that you can connect with us. It's going to come up on the screen at some point, or you can go onto our website, Living Waters Christian Center, and you can find that. And we'd love to connect with you, love you, send you helpful information. And then so when this lockdown's over and we can get together, we can meet you and help you in your walk with the Lord. So how about you pray after me? Father, I want to thank you today for Jesus. I come to you today. I recognize my need for forgiveness, for hope, and for a sense of security for the future. I recognize and I admit to you that I have not kept your laws, that I have not honored you with my life. But Lord, today I turn away from those things. I ask you to forgive me of all of my sin, and I receive your forgiveness now. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life, to be my leader, to be the one I follow, to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for making me your child today. I believe that Jesus is your son, that he died on a cross for me, and that he rose again on the third day, that he's seated with you in heaven. Thank you, Lord, I receive eternal life now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you if you prayed that with me. God bless you. I just pray now that the Lord would, you just have such an encounter with the Lord that He'd just lead you into such a beautiful place of peace and assurance and a sense of life, His life. And please communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. We want to help you from now on.
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you all.